This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone, listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Doc Ram's with us today. Welcome, Doc Ram.
Good morning. I'm in shell shock. No, man, check it out. I am at this moment in post-traumatic stress syndrome, and literally. And I have been bombarded this last week, right up to this very moment, with creepy. And I have no idea if it's me bringing it on. There's influences from outside. I believe there are. Police reports have been filed. Nothing is happening. And I am at my end of the rope.
So, hey, Rick, let me, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Let me
tell
you
what's happening to
you. Why?
All right.
Me. I'm trying to empower things. Why?
All right. Well, you're a nice guy.
Except an alien. Why would anything want to stop me from what I'm doing right now?
All right. Well, let me share something with you that Norm Shealy, you know Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year, author, broadcaster, seminar presenter, world seminar leader. He travels all over the world teaching people, invented the TENS unit. He's got patents.
Saving lives. I watched him save a life once at one of your conferences. Right then, right there. It happened in front of me.
Yeah.
I watched him do it.
Well, okay. Norm Shealy, okay? So what happens to him? His clinic gets broken into. His clinic gets broken into. He had a cash drawer. They stole his cash. They stole a couple items from his business partner in his medical clinic, Dr. Sergey Sorin. Okay, some items were stolen. And he filed a police report, and they weren't very interested. They weren't very interested. I'm talking about Springfield Police Department. Okay? Shortly thereafter, like within a couple weeks, it happens again. They break in, or he or she breaks in, and steals the not only the cash, but the cash drawer. There was less cash that time. So what I'm saying is, here's a good guy, and he's being picked on as well. Now, is that to terrorize him?
Is that statistically random, or is there something more going on? And here's the deal. You can't ever really... No, there's no closings.
Well, what I did, there was a rash of... break-ins around here in barns and sheds and things, and there were people, well, probably just one guy, and he was stealing things. And here's what they do in our neck of the woods. So there are a lot of barns that are built with steel siding. It's this ribbed steel siding. It's called barn siding. And you've seen it on roofs. It's the same material. And it's affixed one of three ways, either with hidden fasteners, which is very expensive and not often done, nails with neoprene washers to seal the rain and moisture out, or screws, which are screwed in with neoprene washers affixed to them. And when the barns are built with the screws, thieves come along with a cordless screw gun. And they have the attachment that fits those screws, the screw heads, and they just unscrew a panel of siding. They just unscrew it. And then they peel back the siding, walk in, and when they're inside, you can't tell because the siding will just...
Everything's normal. Yeah,
it looks normal. And they take what they want. They exit through the steel siding. They put the screw gun back in, the screws back in with the screw gun, and nobody knows until you're looking for your equipment, machinery, tools, whatever happened to be in the barn or the shed. That's one thing that happens around here. Another thing that happens around here is, you know, when there was a gasoline shortage, gasoline prices were, going up, you know, to $4 a gallon for diesel. That same kind of technology was used, that cordless screw gun with a quarter-inch drill bit. They would go and find these fuel tanks that farmers had or the police had, you know, these hidden places where the police had gas for their cruisers, and they would drill a hole. They would tap along the tank to find out where the fuel level was, and they would drill a hole, you know, a couple inches below that, and the fuel tank would start spouting out gasoline or diesel. And they would just fill up their five-gallon cans and leave. And the fuel would continue to spill out. Unbelievable. So what I did was, you know, I carry a gun, and I walk around our farm with a gun. I go shopping with my gun. Early on when we first moved here, a guy said to me, I knew this guy was a thief, and he said to me, so this was the first time I met him, a neighbor. Maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles down. No, probably a mile and a half down the road. And he said, so what would you do, Vincent, what would you do if you saw somebody in your house? I said, well, I'd shoot him. And he said to me, you'd shoot him? I said, of course. Of course. Now, I'm paraphrasing. So, of course, because you're indicating that someone was in my house, he shouldn't have been there, he'd be threatening me and my family with death or serious injury. Yeah, I'd shoot him. I was very matter-of-fact about that. And by me saying that, I have earned a reputation as being a killer. And literally, people think that that's what I do. I kill people. And and when I first moved here, I would work on the farm with our son for 18 months. Our son and I were building this house till we got it closed in so that the rest of the family could move in here. And my dad and mom and our children were in Virginia, except for one son I brought with me. And he and I just built this house. And we had a guy helping us who was, we'll call him, when I wasn't here, he would be the foreman, okay, or the builder. And he would direct the framing crew or whatever the crew was that was working here with us. And one day they said to him, what does that guy do? You know, he's here and then he's gone. He's here and he's gone. Well, my dad was really sick. He was involved in a really horrific car crash. A guy fell asleep at the wheel, crashed head-on into him, and he was in intensive surgical trauma, intensive care for probably 5 months. The same team that Steve Reeves, Superman, was treated by. And so for the next 10 years, we took care of my dad at home. And, I had a feeding tube in the stomach, and we had a crane to lift him in and out of bed. And it was pretty strenuous on everybody. But that's what we did. And so my family took care of my dad and my mom while my son and I were building this house for the entire family here in Missouri. Well, the guy who was helping me with building the house was 63 years old at the time. He was a native of the area, and a lot of people knew him. And so they said to him, the guys who were doing the framing and some of the other work said to him, what does that guy do? What does he do? And so that 63-year-old guy said, well, I know what he does. I know what he does. See, what he does is he goes to Virginia and he does a hit. He kills somebody. And then he comes back here for a couple weeks, until it cools off. Then he goes back to Virginia and does another hit. And then he comes back here to Missouri until it cools off. So I have this reputation of being a killer. Now, people are not interested in borrowing without our permission anything from our farm, because that reputation has traveled several towns over, believe it or not. I mean, not only in our little hamlet, but they think people believe that they're absolutely convinced that I am a killer. And so I haven't tried to convince them of anything different, and it's worked out to my advantage. Now, of course, we don't have a lot of friends, because, you know, who wants to be a friend with a killer, right? So that's their opinion of me, and I'm not going to work to change it. So what I'm saying is, that's how we have handled some of the stresses of life in the country with some of the threats that other people deal with. The other people think that, well, you know, if they report this guy to the police are going to know. The guy who commits the crime is going to know. He's going to attack him and shoot him and kill him, and so they don't report him. They don't want to be in the line of fire. Me, I prevented all that by letting him know that, you know, if someone came into my house and my family was threatened with death or serious bodily injury, I'd have to take action and shoot the person. So that's how I did it, Rick. Do you have any comments on that?
No, I am scared. I'm scared. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to have any in my life. I don't even want to have that kind of thinking going on in my... And yet, in some ways, I don't have any choice.
Well, Rick, you've been to the farm. You know that we're in the middle of...
Oh, no, you're not like that at all. I'm not allowed to carry a gun on the outside. My girlfriend does not want me to do that. She'd like to take my pistol away from me. I have a concealed weapons permit. I remember when I accidentally showed that to one of the at the airport in Chicago, and I missed my flight. I thought it was my driver's license. I pulled it out and showed it to her, and she got all freaked up. It's I don't understand what's going on out here in the universe. It's like the Wild Wild West, only the rules are different now.
Now, when you say you showed it to her, are you talking about you showed it to the person?
Well, she wanted my passport, and I didn't have it, so yeah. I went for my driver's license.
Yeah. Well, I pull out my concealed carry permit all the time. You know, I just put people on notice. If I think that the situation is going to be uncomfortable, I just let them know that I have a concealed carry permit. The next thing they assume is I've got a gun on me. And it may or may not be right. Most of the time it's right. I mean, that's life in the country. I can't call the cops. First of all, they're too heavy to carry around. And they may not show up. And if they do, when's it going to be? An hour? An hour and a half? Who knows? So we protect ourselves. Doc Ramp's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again. I finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Section 01.023.1, Missouri Legislature, right to keep and bear arms. And here's what it says. That the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in defense of his home, person, family, and property when lawfully summoned in the aid of civil power shall not be questioned. Okay? These rights guaranteed by this section shall be unalienable. So, we have the right to bear and own and carry arms in the state of Missouri. So, Rick, to answer your question maybe a little bit more, the guy across the road from us, now when I say across the road, I mean our neighbor. If you go out of our driveway and you walk across the dirt road, this is the neighbor I'm talking about. So, maybe 30 feet across from the edge of our property is his property. His property is probably about a half a mile along the road in terms of road frontage. And our road frontage lines up with his. So he was putting in a fence, and the fence he was putting in were those steel posts. And what you do is you pound in these steel posts with a fence post pounder, and every 10 feet, and then you string your barbed wire along those fence posts. So what he did was He was doing it in sections, or stages, I should say. So he pounded in post after post after post after post along this half a mile or so of road frontage. And the next step was he was going to attach the barbed wire to it. Well, he finished getting the post pounded in on the weekend, and he was going to come back in a few days or the next weekend and string the barbed wire and attach it all together. Well, between the time that he pounded them in and when he showed up to put in the barbed wire, someone pulled out every one of those posts. Well, they cost about $5 a piece at the time, maybe a little bit more. And they stole all of his fence posts. Now, these were pounded into the ground. Okay? They literally stole a fence. Right? Well, right across the road from that, at that time, was a pallet of fence posts that I bought. Now, someone spent the time to pull out his fence posts one after the next after the next, and it probably took quite a while to do this, and load them in a truck and drive away. When they could have just gone to my property, 100 feet away from where they stole the fence, and just picked them out of a pile, off a pallet. Now, at the time, they were there. But what I'm saying is, it's one of two things. Either they didn't know that our fence posts were there and they could have just helped themselves. I mean, it would have been a terrible thing if I saw them. But instead, they pulled his out. It was way more work. So maybe our reputation is when you get to our particular road, you don't go to that place, meaning the Finelli Farm. Just don't go there because those people are nuts. And that's kind of the reputation we have. So that kind of works in our favor. But, you know, if we had a party and we said and we invited the whole neighborhood or the whole village, nobody would show up, which is kind of nice in itself. So that's kind of my response, Rick, to what you were addressing. Rick, do you have any comments on that, or would you like to talk about this?
I wish I was home in my mind. I've got so many different distractions going on that every day I'm not sure what's going to happen this day. Last night when I was trying to watch a movie just to de-amp with Julie, four times the power surged up and down. You can see it when I have these little lights. They'll get a little brighter, and then they'll dim down again, and then brighten, and then down again. What's that? The punctuation's in the line? Enough that it triggered my computer in the middle of my movie to crash my computer four times. I had to reload the computer, and now I'm suspecting that fluctuation in the line has done something to my computer because it's acting like it has a virus this morning. Now, the fluctuation in the line is not related, yet because of the synchronicity of the two of them, I assume there's something related, and I never really know.
I have an answer for that when we come back. Doc Rams with us, RichardAllenMiller.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours yesterday after Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his resignation from the nation's highest court, President Trump speaks at a rally in Fargo, North Dakota, saying whoever he picks to replace Kennedy will hopefully serve for as long as 45 years. The president also saying Kennedy's retirement highlights the need for keeping Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it and take away your Second Amendment and destroy your freedoms.
The Commerce Department saying in a report this morning that the economy grew more slowly in the first quarter than economists previously estimated, saying the GDP expanded at an annualized rate of 2% during the first 3 months of the year. Earlier estimates had put it at a still modest 2.2%. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us. So, Rick, I have a solution. It's a technical solution. I can describe it on the air about, you know, these brownouts. And it's really simple. So what most people will do if they want to protect the computers and the software from becoming damaged and having file damage, and physical damage to the hard drive and maybe the processor and the memory and that kind of thing, capacitors, what they'll do is they'll get an uninterruptible power supply. And you can buy them. My favorite brand is APC, American Power Conversion. Why? Because I've talked to their engineers when they first started up around the mid-1980s, and I liked what they had to say, and I've been using their products ever since. So an uninterruptible power system is very simple. It is it has several components in one box. It has a battery charger, an inverter, and a computer and switching network that looks at the wall outlet power. So you plug this into the wall, and when you do, the uninterruptible power system will look at your wall power and say, do I have 120 volts? Do I have 120 volts? Do I have 120 volts? And it'll keep doing that, and it will charge the battery, which is a sealed lead acid battery typically, that if it won't spill and doesn't smell, and it'll last several years. And the idea is it will charge the battery to the so that if when it looks at the wall outlet, it says, oh, no power, and that could be in a few milliseconds of a power outage, it will automatically switch to battery backup, and it will use the inverter to continue powering that electrical equipment that's attached to it. So I have one of those, and I bought one of the largest ones at American Power a conversion manufactured and for homeowners, and it's 1,500 watts. So it's a fairly large one. It probably weighs 50 pounds. I bought it used on eBay for about $50, but didn't have any batteries, which is okay with me because shipping dead batteries is expensive. So I bought it without the batteries. Then I bought two batteries for $50 total, shipped. And so now I have $100 in this very large UPS. This UPS is probably a $500 item if it were new, or maybe even more, maybe $550. Then what I did was I got some Romex. Romex is the house wiring cable, if you will. And you can buy 250 feet of it for $43 right now at Home Depot. I'm not recommending Home Depot. I'm just saying they have it for $43 for 250 feet. That's 14 gauge. And it's house wiring. It's sheathed, and it comes with a ground. So a black wire, a white wire, and a ground, all sheathed, ready for pulling through your walls. And I bought some orange receptacles. I bought them on eBay for about $1 a piece. They were new, old stock. And I bought orange ones because I wanted them to be a different color from the rest of the outlets in the house. The outlets in the house are either white or ivory. And so I bought these orange ones that really stick out. And Mrs. Finelli's not too crazy about that. But what it tells you is that outlet is different from all the others. Something's different about it. It's orange. Well, what I did was I wired them all to the UPS. So I have, I'm broadcasting from the dining room right now in our farmhouse. And I have an orange receptacle that's powering three computers, three monitors, the mixer, the headphone amplifier, everything I've got, the router, all the equipment is powered by this. Now the UPS is in a different location in the farmhouse. Now attached to that also, I ran the Romex to the kitchen, and we have a screen in the kitchen where we watch, YouTube videos, and if we want to watch a movie or something on Netflix, the Blu-ray player is attached to an orange outlet, which is attached to the UPS, and so is a television screen, and so is the stereo equipment, and then another outlet in the kitchen is attached to a computer, and then we have other computers in the house, all attached to the same uninterruptible power system. So we've got about 20 minutes of reserve backup. So if we had electricity provided by the grid, and it flickered, we'd notice that with the lights. But, looks like we have unstable power. And if the power went out and the lights went out, we'd say, well, we've got 20 minutes to shut down all the computers. Okay? And also, the other thing that we have attached to this is some LED lights. So if, for example, the power were to go out, and if we were attached to the grid, and if I were broadcasting, I've got 20 minutes to let our engineer know that we've got a power failure. And I'll either have to call in by phone, or I'll have to do a rerun because, the internet's down, the computers are going to go down, that kind of thing. So that is one way of fixing it. or addressing that problem. But in our case, we've gone a little beyond that, and we have a solar array, and we have a huge battery bank in addition to the UPS. So we have off-grid power as well. So in our case, it's a little different, but that simple UPS will be a great solution to common problems as they keep occurring at a greater frequency across our country. Okay? So that's what I think you all ought to consider. Now, I don't know anyone who has built a whole house UPS the way I have. I've talked to engineers. I've talked to lots of people who are computer savvy. No one I know has done that. That's really simple. It's just, it's a natural extension of, well, why would we want to buy one UPS for each computer or each television? Why would we want to do that? Why not just buy a big one, a used one, and save a lot of money? So I spent less to wire our whole house, roughly. I mean, not every room, but for the most part, wherever we need it, I've wired our whole house for less than the cost of a typical single UPS. And yet you can do it. It's going to take some work. But yes, you can do it. And if anyone wants
here's the problem with all of that. Uh-huh. So I don't own my house. I'm a renter. And that's page one. Page two. Then do I mow the lawn because it looks terrible, or do I wash the windows so I don't have to look at the lawn because they need to be wiped? Wait, I don't have any cleaner. I have to go to buy my... Oh, I don't have any money. What happens is it's a cascading effect, as a metaphor. And you get to a place where what do you do first? Well, no, he's on second. That's on third. But second is maybe you need to brush your teeth. It's just crazy. I don't know what to do because I'm overwhelmed with so many things to do. And nowhere, you can't get there from here. It's sort of like the road doesn't exist, and you don't know who or what is doing all of this, and you get so overwhelmed, you lose the detail of who's actually involved in this. I think it's somebody close to me, but I have this gut, terrible, awful feeling that because of the convolution, I'm never going to have closings of knowing what exactly actually happened. It's you get so overwhelmed with so many different things going on all at one time that it's no longer a wound, it's a death threat. And I'm feeling it across the board in almost every area of my life. And where do you start? Well, the most important thing is my personal relationships. But what do you do when it's a gang stalking protocol that is trying to erode your trust in judgments? Who's your enemy? Well, I thought, Julie and I, we have some really close friends. I mean, they would do anything for us. And yet, one of them, with no warning, pulled the rug out from under us and stopped contacting us, would not have contact. And why? We will probably never know that either. I'm guessing he works for the federal government, and that somebody, not the government, but somebody threatened him on his job because he mentioned that. But why? For what purpose? And when you look back at what I do and what I am, I'm retired. I have no resources. I have zero money. I'm on. Believe this or not, at this moment, I actually qualify and have food stamps. How does that happen with all of my education and my ability? I've never, never not been able to make money. And yet, right this moment, I have no idea why nothing is working. I do one thing. It falls apart, no problem. We do another thing. It falls apart. And by the time you're up to the 12th thing and the bills have not been paid, then you get panicky. And which one do you do first, the lawn or the windows? And at some point, I need to break. I need to get away. And I did not sign up for this or wish to expose any of my friends, especially my primary relationship, to this terrible thing that's happening in the world right now. She has come from a very simple, very basic life that is, and she's a hard worker, and yet she's overwhelmed. If she's overwhelmed, imagine what's happening to me. And with no let up, if it isn't this, it's that. Oh, let's, and it's like boiling the frog. And what's happened in the last 6 months is it stepped up. I've only had one order on Amazon in the last month. Now, one order on Amazon in 1 month, that's not right. And now I've got more debts because, okay, just on my book sales, my book's ratings with Amazon are incredible. One of them is under 100,000. That means it's a massive seller of sorts if you know how to read Amazon. And yet, I had two orders on my website this last week, and yet I did John B. Wells. So there's obviously the possibility of ghost accounts. And yet, do you think I can find that out? And when there's just in three of my titles, three of them now, not two, there's on Amazon, there are five different editions of it. What? I own the copyrights. I went to copyright.gov. There it is. I got the copyright. And then there's my ISBNs. I got the ISBNs. And yet, here I am. And it goes downhill from there. Because now, wording.
Rick, hold that thought.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. 11S takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, I've got a comment on some of the things you've said. And this is happening to me, too. So, here it is. So, I have invited other talk show hosts to be on USA for Bears. Over the years, I've called them up and I said, hey, I'm Vin Finelli. I have a radio broadcast, and here's what we talk about. And would you consider coming on the air with me and talking about whatever their forte is? Okay. So I've called, and some people might call these guys competitors, okay, because they have radio shows. Well, I don't. I consider them part of a team. A team, whether they're on the same network or networks that I'm on, or whether they're on other networks. I consider us to be on a team of alternative radio broadcasters trying to get the truth out. So I've invited guys like John Stattmiller, Kurt Wilson, Aaron Dakins, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Erskine, Mike Parsons, Norm Shealy, Larry Pratt, and a host of others, just to name a few, and they've been on the air with me. Well, recently, I called another guy who's a radio broadcaster, and I invited him to be on the air with me, and he's, yes, good. Now, I'm paraphrasing, okay? And he was interested in coming on the air with me and, you know, spending an hour talking about his area of expertise. And he asked me the website, and I told him I'm an activist and all that. He went to the website, and the next day, I got the cold shoulder. I mean, he cut me off at the knees. And And I understand that. I do. I literally understand it. So, you know, I wrote him an email, or I wrote an email back that I sent to him, and other people were involved in this because I was kind of surprised that he cut me off at the knees. And actually, believe it or not, I didn't know this, but we are distantly related as part of a team, and I didn't know that when I called him, and I didn't find out until maybe weeks after he said no. So I wrote an email that I sent him a copy of, and this was to another person. So I'm going to read this, but I'm going to change his name. I'm going to call him Jose. Jose is not his name, okay? And I'm not even going to tell you if it's a him or a her, but I'm going to refer to it as a him in this email. So I said to this other person, normally I don't have time for this, but in this case, I'm making an exception to set the record straight regarding my interaction with Jose. And I'm making Jose up. That's not his name or her name. Okay. Yes, I did call Jose and invite him to be on my show, USA Prepares, because many radio hosts invite other hosts to be on their broadcasts as guests. That's all I did. I do not see other broadcasters as competitors, but as part of the big team. Actually, I didn't realize he and I were distantly related in, we'll call it a venture. Okay? I had no intention of being on his show, nor had I asked him to be, nor do I have time to be, and nor do I want to be. Never have I asked anyone to be on their show. Frankly, I've been turning down interview opportunities with other hosts and in-person speaking engagements for well over a year now. And I've never asked Jose for help of any kind. I can see why Jose gave me the cold shoulder as soon as he visited our website. It advocates doing difficult things, learning new skills, and preparing for unpleasant events. It speaks the truth, exposes bad actors, and makes some people uncomfortable. I wish Jose the best that life has to offer. For me, I found that hard, deliberate, skillful, enthusiastic, persistent, and honest work are great ways to get there. Signed, Vincent Finelli. So what I'm saying, Rick, is you're not the only one. I feel that it has something to do with what you say and what I say and what other people who do what we do say, write, and communicate. And we are considered people who shape thoughts. We give our opinions and our experiences, and we share them. And people may choose to implement them or throw us overboard because they think we're wrong, crazy, nuts, whatever. But some people just want to distance themselves from us at all costs. And that's what happened to me with this one particular person who's a broadcaster, and I have a feeling it's happening to you. Let's talk more about science when we come back right after this top of the hour news and commercial break.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.